On episode 27 of the Progress Bar podcast, EA breaks up with E3, Sony isn't playing nice, and Mighty No. 9 gets delayed. Again. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Koshy, and I'm the editor here at Progress Bar. Tonight, I'm joined by aspiring YouTuber Jason, also known as Quinchy. How are you going tonight?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You seem a little sore there.
Yeah, it turns out when you do exercise, your things hurt. And pre-dancing before said podcast has... it's wounded me, really. That's the problem. So,
do you think it's worth it, though?
For those mad games, I'm actually going to be able to tell people how much I can lift. So far it is at least a Mars bar.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is good.
And you can lift it multiple times. You know, as you unwrap it, you can lift it from your, like, waist height, lift it up to your mouth, take a bite, and then you put it back down ready for the next rep.
I'm getting mad gains from it. I'm getting all the kilojoules. It's so good.
That's what you want, kilojoules, that means...
I assume that, yeah, because it's smaller than kilograms.
Yeah, that's how you go, you maximize those, and then...
And then if I get, more kilojoules, then I'll be fine.
What I heard, there's a great diet thing, is what you can do is just cut the food that you're going to eat in half, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's half the food, so it's half the calories. You know, it's half the calories, you can eat twice as much.
Oh, I like this.
That's foolproof. Like, foolproof.
I thought you were just like trying to pitch bulimia or something. Anorexia, is it?
No.
You can tell that neither of us have had eating problems or eating disorders in our time.
No, we know what it's all about. I have the opposite. I eat too much food.
Interesting. I also eat a lot of food. I'm a cola person.
You just drink a lot of cola?
I used to.
Is it just always mixed with rum though, right? Or bourbon or dark spirits?
Bourbon, yeah. Mm. Come on, I'm a classy man.
Although
I've upgraded to ginger ale as my... Ew. You get a bourbon and dry, as the cool kids call it, and that is delicious. That. Excuse me.
If you're calling it cool, then no one calls it that.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, look. I'm just going to tell you this. My mum said it's cool, and she would not lie to me.
Yeah, well,
she's a classy dame.
Well, she's not too cool. She's pretty hot in the bedroom. Anyway, moving on. We're going to talk about the news that happened this week. It looks like a few different things happened. EA is not playing nice, leaving the E3 show floor for 2016 in favor of an EA Play type deal, which is weird. Like, EA's been at E3 since its launch, basically. Like, what's going to change?
To be honest, well, from what I've seen, or not seen so much as read, it would appear that they want to try and get in touch with the gamers. They want to make sure the gamers are loved and we show them what gamers want.
This is EA, by the way.
I know. Like, what, they made Drive Club, was it? No, was it? Someone made Drive Club. Someone should be ashamed of themselves. But
no, that's true, yeah.
There was also a Need for Speed game that recently came out. And that was EA. And that
wasn't
was
just called
bad.
Need for Speed?
Yeah. It was like the next one, or they were rehashing it or reimagining it. To be honest, I could never be bothered trying to figure out that little detail. But less about that, more about ePlay?
Play? It's like ePlay date is what it kind of looks like. Save the date. So E3 for 2016 is going to be held in June 14th to 16th. Mm-hmm. EA seem to have jumped the gun here, and they're going to be holding their kind of save the date event for the 12th of June to the 14th of June, which is a pain in the ass, really.
How convenient.
Like, you've got to be down there 2 days early. They're putting their players first. They said that our players are the driving force behind everything we do. So this summer, we're opening up to the world to you with a unique live events in Los Angeles and London. We'll bring you new games, we'll bring you demos, we'll bring the competition, and you get the hands-on.
Yay.
It doesn't say how much this is going to cost. Okay. This isn't going to say... It just says, sign up and we'll be in touch. And you can like enter your email address. And there's live viewing online, which I'm not sure why you'd want to do that.
Well, the whole problem then is like, you've signed up for newsletters and spam.
Oh, yeah,
of course. You've then got like It's EA, so it's twice as bad. No, I really rag on EA. EA's all right. Same with Ubisoft. You guys are okay. However, get your shit together at the same time. Maybe.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
I mean, it's weird. Like, last year when EA had their conference, it was not good. Like, the seating was terrible. Everyone, like, there wasn't a stadium. Like, if you looked at all the other conferences in Bethesda, who had their first show, they were in, like, a concert hall. And everyone had, like, awesome plush seating. Like, we had, at EA, there was, like, 100 rows of, like, deck chairs. Like, fold-out wood chairs. All on the same level. And then all the important people got to sit the front at dinner tables.
What, really?
Yeah, like, all the important, like...
So you're at the dinner table?
No, God, no. I was like 10 rows back in the deck chairs, and you had to sit there for about 2 hours because the thing went for like an hour and a half, and you sit there for half an hour beforehand to get a good seat at least. Yeah. You know, and they handed out like, they did hand out food though, which is kind of cool. Nice. Yeah, like was a little granola bar. No, it was like a granola bar and a bottle of water, which is like in that summery time, like there was actually kind of nice, but the rest of it was crap.
But it's a granola bar.
I don't know what it was. Some type of yum thing.
Was it good?
It was alright.
I like that this is what I'm taking away from it. It's that they gave you a bar. Shitty launches.
Well, I mean, like trying to find food in between conferences is hard. Like, you either pack your own or buy a 7-Eleven, you know, sandwich that's been sitting there for 4 days.
And you don't risk that.
Mm-mm. I think not unless you want to miss all the other conferences of that day.
Do you remember like when you did walkathons as a kid?
Yeah.
And at least this is what my mum did. Once again, coolest lady in the world.
Mm.
She used to give my brother and I like a little bum bag.
Oh, you guys must have been the coolest. You were trendsetters. You know what they're all doing today?
Cool. We were... Oh, my goodness. You should have... All boys school, little bum bags going on. We were hot to trot. And Adam and I used to hide it and be like, we're like, nah, bro, we don't want this. This isn't for us. But then we take the jelly beans and stuff those in our pockets and we'd like eat them. They're never the licorice ones.
No, the licorice ones are always... You always need to have one person in your group of friends that likes the licorice ones, because then they don't lose. They're like, oh, I got all these jelly beans to myself.
Yeah, but they're the weird one.
Yeah, you know, that's always the weird kid.
They're the one that no one wants to talk. Like, you wouldn't invite that one to your birthday party.
No.
Or to, like, EA Play.
No, not at all.
That's all they'll be serving. It'll be licorice.
It'll be licorice jelly beans that all the important people don't want. Oh, God. Yeah. Couldn't think of anything horrible. I'd rather get SARS than drink sarsaparilla.
It's a big call.
Yeah.
Next time I see you, it's gonna happen.
I'm getting SARS.
I've got a little vial at my place. So
you know how it
don't
is.
Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
I know a guy.
I don't want to make you a liar. You know what I mean? So yeah. I might as well just do it.
Yeah. Just get over and done with. So it looks like the whole gaming industry isn't very nice to each other at the moment. We've got EA breaking out with E3, and now we've got Sony, who continues to be able to try and get their Let's Play trademark going.
Yeah. Like,
which is really annoying. They've done it again. They're like, oh, I'm going to go through and apply for it again. Mm-hmm. And then they've just been smacked again to stop them, which is kind of nice.
It was... I don't know, like... What were they expecting? Were they really hoping that maybe they'd like, oh no, this time we'll get it. Don't worry about it. It's like, we just didn't have that good an argument before. Who uses Let's Play? No one uses Let's Play. It's stupid. It is so moronic to even try this. It's a waste of everyone's time, let alone money. And what benefit, what true benefit do you really get from that at the end?
Well, it's exactly right. Like, even if Sony had won the trademark, like, how would they use it? It's like, just go and shut down, like, you know, YouTubers, you know, Let's Players, and go, no, we're using that. You've got you're 3 strikes on YouTube, you're out now. Mm, you know, then, like, you'd be pissing off a bunch of people, like, who would not buy Sony products because of that. And then you're screwed. Yeah. Why would you buy a Sony product after your channel got shut down and all your followers that you make a channel about? You know, all of their games.
Yeah, that'll be a pain in the ass.
Very high public, you know, publicity, and it just makes no sense.
But I mean, like, the most important question is, what would PewDiePie do? Like,
he doesn't play PlayStation games, though.
All he'd have left is his millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I know. And what would... Like, he would just sit at home, twiddling his thumbs, doing nothing.
He'd play games on PC.
And does he? Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I've never watched a PewDiePie video.
Neither.
Congratulations. I feel like we're the only two.
Yeah, probably.
I'm very proud of us right now.
Yeah, it's always good. We've always
rung internet. I've got nothing against the guy, though, but...
Oh, he's a genius. He's an absolute genius.
Yeah, he's a brilliant character artist, from what I'm hearing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely. But he's so nice, too. Like, he goes on podcasts and stuff as well. And he, like... Because that whole thing is a character, and people hate him for that character. And yet you go on... You listen to his podcast that he does, and that, and he's such a nice guy.
Aw.
I'm like, well,
he's like, what, Swedish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've so never met a Swede I haven't liked.
I haven't met any Swedes.
I've met two.
Oh, there you go. You're up on your Swede quota from me.
I don't want to boast.
So you've only met... Have you met any people from foreign countries, like nine or so? You know, have you met nine Germans or something like that?
No.
Were they mighty? Have you met nine mighty fellows at all?
No, I have not met... a mighty number of nine. But you know what else isn't a mighty number of nine? The freaking game. It's not coming out.
Again.
Why? Like, okay, apparently they're blaming it on network code. Or
is it a single player game or is it multiplayer?
Yeah, I don't quite. I hope it'd be neat if it was multiplayer, but I feel like it would kind of defeat the purpose of a Mega Man clone. Really, that's what it is.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous that they've done this, because it's like, this is the third time that they've delayed it.
Yes, exactly right.
They originally did the Kickstarter for it. It was, when was it originally?
2013.
2013, and now it's 2016. Their original pledge date was like, what? When did they say originally when it was going to come out?
I think it was early last year, if I remember correctly.
Estimated delivery for the game.
Fact checking.
Digital copy of Mighty No. 9 said April 2015.
Yep, still haven't got my copy.
Yeah.
Did you back it?
No, God no.
I backed it.
Pledge of a $900,000 goal, it got $3.8 million. So it got a little bit more than, you know, triple what it was meant to.
Mm.
And, no, even quadruple. It's got over four times the amount. I know basic math. And it's still being delayed. It's ridiculous. And playing it, being able to play it back in E3 last year, it was a nice experience, but it didn't have anything really going for it. Like, the controls were finicky. Like, you had to switch between the nine guys. Like, you didn't get to go up and back with the different buttons. You just had to keep pressing L1, L1, L1 to cycle through them. So if you missed it...
It's totally bizarre.
Yeah, you have to go through and just do the whole thing, which meant you died, which means you have to start the whole level over again. It's just a pain.
Like, making video games is hard, but why? What, like... It's me and my articulation are not best friends today.
No.
It's learn so the words. It'll be disappointing in order... You just want the game to come out. I put in, like, $15 or whatever just to get the most basic package.
Mm.
I just want to play what will probably be a dumb little game by the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like, just from what I'm hearing, from a lot of negativity within, I guess, anyone that's touched it, it isn't ready yet. And that's really concerning, given that it's been what will be 3 years now, that it hasn't been released, or it's been announced, it's been Kickstarter. You always give it 2 years, especially for small games like this, but this is odd. To say the least.
And even, like, they have demo delays. They, you know, they haven't even brought out any content except for the demo at E3. The rest has been kind of pushed back, you know. They pushed it back in September for the September release. Like, oh, yeah, sometime in 2016. And they promised that it won't be delayed again. And if it gets really good, like a really good release, we'll get a sequel out. But stop talking about sequels when you haven't really, you know, made it. You haven't made your first game yet. It was delayed, then it was announced that it was going to come out on the February 12th. Again, we're kind of reaching that point now.
Yeah, and very close to it.
We're back through and getting it delayed. It's ridiculous. I don't think people will be getting their money's worth at the end of it.
No, but I think Kickstarter has just announced a refund policy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know a great deal about it, but hopefully, maybe some people, if they're really, like, they've given up, if they're not interested anymore, they could possibly get a little bit of money back from it.
Like the Steam refund system, like you haven't got enough out of your product, you just go, nope.
Yeah, I hope so.
That'd but be like, good, there's... I think, yeah.
I mean, there's an art book that I purchased, Kickstarted, early 2013. Still hasn't come out. It was going like, yeah, it'll take me a year, don't worry about it. And, I just want it. I don't even care anymore. Like, I generally don't even, and that's how I feel about this. I just, it's either it's coming out or it's not, whatever.
But it's like you're buying yourself a gift in the future. Like, you spend $15 and then they work on it for, like, 3 years or whatever. And he comes back and you're like, oh, I forgot I had this.
Yeah, but what if it's, like, a shitty sweater? And you're like, oh.
Thanks, Grandma.
Thanks, Past Me. You did a number there, didn't you?
Surprise, like, face.
I made it myself. And you're like, oh, well, you can tell. You can tell
that you didn't get my money's worth.
Love. This is what I gave you money to buy me a Christmas present for.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, you line those. Sometimes you even line those Kickstarters up for certain dates. It's like, it's coming out in December. Awesome. Yeah. It's a present for somebody. I can get it. I can give it to somebody. And it's just like, nah, delayed. Or, we had problems with the company. Oh, by the way, we bought an office and a new house. It's like, oh.
Yeah. I do want to say, though, I've just found, like, the last Kickstarter notification from them.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, it's in my spam folder. and, yeah, it's just exactly what we talked about. Unfortunately, we have an announcement that will be very disappointing to all of you. In preparation for the February release of Mighty No. 9, we have been working hard with our partners to resolve any network and porting work necessarily to publish Mighty No. 9 on various platforms. That's what they're blaming it on. That's what they're blaming it on.
So that's the issue. That's the full scope of the issue, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
So the rest of the game should be working then.
You would imagine so.
You would think so. But it just looks like maybe it's just a little bit too late. Like, people just don't care anymore. Like, maybe that's one of the problems with these early access type, you know, games with Kickstarters and all that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like, why doesn't it release on early access? If it's only the networking and the porting that's the problem, like, early access would be great because it's, oh, it's still in beta, and then they can just release and get more money.
Yeah, but there'll be, like, how do I say this? There'll be a lot of knockback. There'll be a lot of aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, there's already a lot of aggression. I mean, like, if you think about it, Double Fine did it with Broken Age.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it into two, and then they tried to sell it the first half.
That's correct. Yep.
So
They broken it up.
Yeah, what you're proposing is something similar. Mind you, this has, like, no goodwill. Double Fine had goodwill, which is kind of lost now. And
this
no
guy kind of just got all the money and went out. Kind of trust
Tim Schafer with money.
No, you don't.
It's like the dodgy uncle. Hey, you got a 20, I just want to make a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna come out. And you're like, oh, I don't know, Tim. I mean, you seem like a swell guy.
But all the last stuff that you did, you know, kind of went over the top and didn't really hit the mark.
Do you remember Day of the Tentacle? I mean that. You're like, it was good. It was very nice. But let's see what happens.
Yeah. We're going to, like, explore our options first and then we'll come back.
I feel like that's the break.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah, oh no. Tim, we need to talk.
Oh, God. So that's all the news for this week. It's been kind of a quiet week on our site, but if you'd like to read more or other stories that we've covered, visit progressbar.com.au or follow us on Twitter at progressbarau. What we'll do is move on to what we've been playing for this week. Jason, do you want to start? You've played a lot more than what I have this week, unfortunately.
Well, you know, one of us wasn't moving, so...
I did move a house, so... Yes. You know, yeah. And got the internet set impressive. Up and all that. Yeah.
You've got an excuse.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have been playing more games to sort of balance you out.
Play double the games.
All the games. No, I played, let's have a look, Ghost in the Shell First Assault. I've now completely burnt out on that game.
Awesome, that was quick.
It's, no, like, I was pumping like 2 to 3 hours a day into that.
Oh, well, decent enough at least.
Yeah, like, it was solid. There was a solid amount of time, or at least like an hour a day I would be like playing it. But it got to the point where, like, because you don't just unlock weapons, you unlock modifications for those weapons.
Oh.
And Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's cool. You just get that through play. So the better you are, the more sort of, or the quicker you unlock things. The problem is that it is so slow.
So what, slow. Grindy or?
Yeah, like, it took me, I think, like, 20 to 30 games, I reckon, to unlock a gun. And I didn't even care about it. Like, there's nothing to tell you that you can actually request for what you want to unlock.
Oh, it just does it?
It just kind of picks a random gun.
Oh.
So I fell into it, and I was like, oh, I can do this. But I can't figure out how to get the mods. Like, I'm using this gun, but I can't get mods for it.
Oh,
but
there okay.
I can either buy them with in-game credit, or I can just, you know, suck it up and hope that it pops up on the list.
Wait, so it's like microtransaction style?
Yeah, there's microtransactions, but there's in-game, like, you earn currency in-game. So it's not too evil, really. Like, it is possible to do it. And I've done it to several guns, where I've just bought them outright. Yeah, well, I don't know. I got to a point where I was just like, I've had enough. And it's a little too... It's in beta. What are you going to expect?
That's the weird thing. They're charging money and the game's not even released. It's dumb.
Well, they're charging money for the skins. I'll tell you that much. Mm. Which is kind of, you know, understandable.
Not really. They shouldn't have skins in the first place. They should have skins after the game releases.
But people want to identify as quickly as possible. Like, this is my Barto skin.
No, but the thing is, it's like, if the game comes out...
Yeah.
And the community is dead already. Like, it's people like you. Like, if you're going to finish playing the game. Yeah. And the game's not even out. So the game comes out, there's no one playing anymore. It's like, well, I just spent $20, $30 on this game that's not out yet.
I feel like I've got my money's worth out of it, though, so I'm good. Like, I'm really good. I'm going to wait until it actually comes out to play it, because there's a lot of work they need to do. But I'm still keen for it, just not for a while.
Well, I mean, it's something that we can look forward to. I mean, if they bring out Australian servers, it'll be pretty good.
There is one.
Oh, there is one now.
Yeah.
I might actually buy that now. No one plays on it.
No one plays on it. It's very rare. So even
it's already dead. Done. That game's dead.
You out of it. Yep.
You got me into it, and then you said no one's playing. I'm like, done.
You can play with me and Adam.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I've been playing Moving House Simulator as Jason has just recently said. So I've moved from one rental to another. And I have cable internet too, which is awesome. I've also, getting all of that, I've also been playing being on hold with the ISP Simulator 2016. That's been...
That's probably the best simulator to play right now.
Yeah, it's the most up-to-date version.
The music, that hold music.
Oh, gets right in your bones.
Oh my God, just...
The immersion of that game.
I've already got my, like, top pick for music 2016.
Yeah? It's the Telstra hold music?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that Telstra. I've never had a Telstra thing, but I always hear bad things about it.
Yeah, it's not great. I'd rather, you know, anything else. But if Telstra's the only one that's going to give me cable, well, I got Telstra. And I've been playing, with my lack of internet, I've been playing Final Fantasy X HD on the PS4. So slowly make my way through that. Yay.
All the Blitzball.
No Blitzball. I hate that game.
What about Waka? He loves Blitzball.
Yeah, Waka's cool. Blitzball's dumb.
No, he's not. Waka's like the worst character.
Oh, I don't know. Hi, cool man. I can't
do
accents.
Wait, who's your favorite?
Yuna, probably, because she's cute.
Such a weebo.
You're not a weebo, fuck you.
What can I do for you? Oh man, I was so excited when that came out.
What?
Or at least the trailer for, like, X2.
Oh, where they had Riku Payne and, the whole badass style.
I was in year 9 when that was a thing.
God, you're old.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you for bringing that up. That is Incredibles of you.
Well, that's all the time we have here on the Progress Bar podcast. We'll see you next time. No.
Just working it in.
That's terrible. Absolutely horrible.
Come on, but, that was good.
That was good. I'm reliving that story, you know, going through all of that stuff. I never actually finished either of the two games on, like, when they originally released, just because I didn't have the time. I don't really have the time now either, but, you know, slowly playing an hour or two a day, you know.
Yeah.
getting through it is quite nice. It's a nice slow experience, and the turn-based combat is kind of cool. The sphere grid thing that they have is a grindy as hell, though.
I like it, though. I kind of like... Well, I like it and hate it.
It's a slow progression. Like, you actually can see how your character is working.
And I'm the kind of person that's always just like, DPS, DPS, that's all I want. I want to suppress things with my power.
I want to hit things with my sword.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And yeah, but it feels very linear, that upgrade system. It's like, no, you will go here and here. That's why I kind of don't like it. It's like, you will grind to go through this one path.
And there's like two options, but one of them's a shit option.
Yeah, it's like, get your magic by 2 or get your strength by 7. It's like, yeah, I'll pick the 7. Thanks. And then like you get through like level 50 or like get through the main thing, and they're like, okay, now you can go and branch off. It's like, but I've already...
But how do I want to?
You look up a guide and they tell you how to do it best. You min-max shit out of that. Yeah. There's a site that I've been following called Just the Sphere Grids for each character. I just follow that. I'm like, yep, done. Because I don't care.
Are you that guy in League of Legends that's like, you gotta get the boots and then you've gotta get the talisman and buy that because
in multiplayer games no, in single player games oh hell yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's like, man, I just don't care.
Single player games, I'm like, you know, I'm all about this character and this character must be the best so I can have, you know, the best weapon and all that stuff, like stats and whatnot.
But surely like, oh, how do I put it, you've got, okay, League of Legends story time. So I used to live in a house with 5 guys and 3 of them were obsessed with League of Legends, and one of the girlfriends of this guy was. They play it all the time. It's and they're very talented. Please don't yawn. That's so rude.
No, I was burping, but anyway.
What are you? Oh, really? I thought you'd just be like,
I was like, I'm not going to burp into the microphone.
Oh, that's so boring. Oh, League of Legends. Like, I could be talking about Dota, but then we'd both go to sleep.
And it would go for about 73 minutes.
And so I picked Nautilus. I was like, this is the ship, man? Holy crap. It'd be amazing. I picked purely cosmetic. So apparently he's like a support tank.
Mm-hmm.
So I made him a tank. And I got this like thing where I could run real fast and hit even faster. And then I bought a hammer. Because he's a slow character. He's like,
boom,
boom. So I got this thing that like increased his attack speed by like 200% or something. And then I put on like this magic hammer where every 4th hit, it shot out lightning to like several things around it.
He's talking about static shiv.
Yes. No, it was a hammer.
No. Are you playing, you talking about Dota? No.
No, I'm talking about League of Legends.
Whatever. Continue.
I'm pretty sure I know my lore. anyway. Moral of the story is that, like, these people that were playing with me, were, like, quite mad because I wasn't... like, they actually linked me to the website, and I was like, no, that's dumb. I want to do this. Because it was like... and it was so rewarding.
Did you lose?
No, actually, I could hold off a few people. I was really chuffed with this.
It's like a new meta. All the pros follow this strat.
Like, I was just like, this is good. And they're like, no, you're not doing it right. You've got to... Apparently, I was feeding... I didn't know what that.
Yeah, okay.
They kept screaming like, stop feeding. And I was like, the fuck is feeding? And they wouldn't tell me. They just kept saying that I was doing it. It was very...
Did they tell you to uninstall?
No, but one of them spat in my face.
Awesome. You know, as you do.
Actually, that never happened. It would have been very dramatic.
Yeah, definitely.
I know, but I'm like bigger than all of them, so.
Yeah, them guns going ham.
Actually,
see, this is why you just don't do exercise. I'm always behind the fact that exercise is bad for you.
Well, on a different note, have you played anything else?
That's it for me. Moving house and getting internet is kind of the first priority, then games. Interesting. So that's all me for this week. I only actually played one game. Maybe I dabbled in Counter-Strike again last night when I actually had internet. Right. But just going to... move on from there. What else did you play?
Well, I've been playing a lot. I played The Witness. I only just bought it today, so I played it for like an hour.
Oh, so it came out, did it?
It came out on the 26th, if I remember correctly. So a couple days ago.
Hmm.
And It's fantastic. I know nothing about this game. All I know is it's by the guy that did Braid, Jonathan Blow, and it's actually a lot of fun. Like, it's the puzzles are so simplistic visually, but they're really complex. Like, it's quite challenging, but I found I was just enjoying the challenge in a way that I don't usually do with puzzle games. And it's probably because the art style is so refreshing.
Oh, okay.
So bright and vibrant and clean and, you know, it does everything that I want. So
Braid had that same effect too when it came out. It had that unique style as well, didn't it?
Yeah, but Braid was a terrible game.
What? What?
I'm putting that out there. It was not a game I enjoyed.
Why not? I thought
it was objectively terrible.
How? It was, some of the features are counterintuitive, but I wouldn't call it bad. Yes. I'd just call it interesting.
I'd call it poorly made.
Okay.
You heard me, Jonathan Blow. No, please. No, don't take it for a second. No, I just remember, like, there was this one puzzle, and I had to, like, hear something. And it was, like, this tinging noise or, like, a cannon exploding. And I had to time things. And I just couldn't do it. And I raged. I was like, this is shit. And then threw my controller down and, like, stormed out of my
house. So you never finished it?
No. I did Google it, though, so I know the ending, is neat.
Did you, like, walk forward and then walk backwards to see if time went backwards afterwards?
I tried, and I can honestly say it was unsuccessful, as far as I know. I did jump on some people to see if I could get, like, an extra bounce.
Like Goomba style?
Yeah, unfortunately, because I don't do CrossFit, I can't jump that high.
Well, that kind of sucks for you. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, I got that going for me.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. But yeah, I'm super keen for The Witness. I actually want to play this after I stop talking to you, so I can just bust around it. I saw a picture of the map just before we started talking, and I was like, oh, like, it's so nice. But it's like, because when I first entered the world, I was like, this is huge. What do I do? But it's not huge at the same time. Like, it's actually kind of small. It's a small island. But the way that everything's positioned, it's spaced far enough that you can just dig it.
Okay. Well, it seems interesting. Yeah. So, but it's focused on a puzzle game then.
Yeah, it's totally puzzle. It seems like it's line based, like you have to get from point A to point B in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only played now once again, but I haven't gotten bored of it.
Oh, that's good.
Like, it's really challenging. And, like, when you succeed, you're like, I'm a freaking genius.
I'm a genius. Yeah, I always find that, like, back when, the original Portal and that came out, like, those puzzle games that have that unique style. So you spend 10, 15 minutes on a puzzle and you finally figure it out. And you're like, I am the best.
No one has ever thought of this answer. And if they have, they are as smart as I.
Yeah.
And then Portal 2 came out, and I just felt like a raging idiot.
Yep. That was me as well. I was like, oh, the story's nice, but,
Yeah, did you feel like you were just, like, the dumbest potato in town?
Yeah. Well, Portal 1 was all about, like, flick shooting and, like, timing the portals and the jumps and all that stuff. And
I think, like, lasers and...
Yeah, exactly. So, like, there was a fear of you losing. Where Portal 2, it's kind of like slow, methodical. This is the puzzle.
Yeah,
there's one solution, and then that's it. You know, you just figure out what you need to put where, and you've done it.
But I don't want to.
No, not at all. Just listen to different things and put people on the moon. Space!
Oh, yeah, that was the ending.
Mm. You don't even remember the ending.
How fast was that thing traveling?
I have no idea.
Because if you'd shoot that, you're like, putum, and then it would have to hit the moon.
Well, the whole point of the goo, and all the gel stuff goo? That you put down, it's from moon dust or whatever. It's from stuff from the surface of the moon, so that's why. And you can do it because it attracts the lemon beam.
Grenades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it worked.
Interesting. Interesting.
But that's how Portal 2 finished.
The end.
So you've only played, what, an hour of The Witness then? So not really...
Yeah, I'm totally digging it. I'm totally digging it. Yeah. Early days, but I'm super keen to play more.
That's good.
It's just bad that Tomb Raider comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's going to be good. I was thinking maybe of playing the first one, not the first one, but the reboot again.
Yeah.
And then going, oh, maybe we can play through it. I was like, oh, how long does it take to beat, you know, to actually get through it? I went to howlongtobeat.com, which is like an average of all the playthroughs that people have recorded for themselves. And it's about 12 hours, which I thought was longer than what it felt like.
Yeah, it felt like it was like an 8-hour game or something.
But... yeah, exactly. And I'm like, well, how long did that take? But, you know, maybe if you're not as good at games or something, maybe you're dying more often.
Like maybe if you're Koshi.
Yeah, you know, not very good at games and stuff.
Just a weebo.
Senpai.
Senpai. When will you notice me?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not at all.
I'm shimmying and everything.
Some sashay out of here.
Shimmy. I assume that's what you say when you're shimmying.
You have to say when you're doing it. Yeah. And like otherwise, keep direct eye contact with the person you're shimmying at.
Shimmy. I'm trying to think, what else? What else have I played? Oh, yeah. I finished King's Quest Chapter 2.
New episode?
Yes.
Is it? Okay, so it's like one of those Telltale stuff, or is it?
Yeah. No, it's Sierra Games.
Oh, okay.
So God bless you, Sierra Games. I freaking loved it, but holy smokes, it made me regret so many choices. I've got like a love interest. I've got a character that like I'm pretty sure my character fancies.
Right.
Mostly because she's the only single woman in town.
Well, you know, but she's like, scraping the bottom of the barrel then, you know.
No, but trust me, she's like this super strong blacksmith lady who just doesn't take shit from anyone.
Who don't need no man.
Who don't need no man, but maybe she need me. Maybe she want me.
Maybe she don't need a man. Maybe she need a boy. Here comes
maybe
Jason.
She wants me to want you. Because I'm needing you.
No.
Oh, come on. It's what, 10 things I hate about you?
Yeah, I get it. I know where the reference is from.
I just wanted to make sure you were perfectly clear. Cool. So, little of this, little of that. It put on a magic touch. I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop. No, it was so rewarding. It was a lot shorter actually than the first chapter. Like, it honestly felt itty bitty in comparison, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I feel like it set the expectation with the first chapter as being a lot longer than kind of what it should have been.
Oh, okay.
But it's still, they still like, they did quite well. And it didn't feel drawn out. So glad that, you know, they just didn't chuck on an extra couple hours just because. But it was a management one this time. So you're locked up in, spoilers, you're locked up in cages.
Hot.
And fellow townsmen, townspeople, and you've got to feed them. And they can do certain things for you when they're at max health. Mm-hmm. But you've only got one chicken bone or chicken leg. So some people are going to go up, some people are going to go down, and you've got to try to keep them all alive. So,
does it actually have an influence on the game later?
Yeah, I reckon it will. Like, there was this ending scene, and this character did not look happy with me. So, yep, that was tough.
So I always have to wonder about those types of games. Like, back when The Walking Dead came out from Telltale, it was... you know, you had that same kind of situation where you've got 3 bits of food and you've got 10 people to feed, which people go hungry, but it never really caught up to you after that. Yeah. It was kind
of... Or Clementine. You always leave Clementine.
Yeah, that was always the case.
Yeah.
But, you know, it goes back to it and you're like, oh, well, you know, a lot of those decisions didn't matter. So I hope
because do you remember... did you play it all?
Of what?
Walking Dead.
Yeah, both seasons. I finished both.
Ugh, I played the first one. But, you know when you're at the car and it's like, should we take it? Shouldn't we take it?
Yeah.
And if you do take it, he's like, you took my stuff. My wife left me. Now she's ahead in a bay.
Yeah.
And if you didn't take it, there was like another repercussion, but it was the exact same situation.
Basically. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the same thing kind of happens. Just one's more intense and one's kind of the nice thing.
But they did that with Until Dawn, really. There wasn't, like... There were some major sort of endings, but your decisions didn't really mean a great deal.
No, and it's weird how they kind of do it with those story-driven games. Like, I moved through... What am I going through now? I was recently started up Tales of the Borderlands, and that feels like... Like, the story is good, but it's so slow because, you know, it feels like that. Like, I've played too many Telltale games now where the same process is the same. If you miss a QuickTime event, you're dead. Yep. You have to restart the whole thing.
It's not and it starts from an awkward position, too.
Exactly. Like, at least in Until Dawn, when you did the QuickTime events, if you fucked them up, it just kept going.
Yeah.
And you'd fuck them up, and it would realize that you did that, and it would adapt to it, which I thought was really cool how it did it. With things like Telltale games, they put it through. It's like, oh, you missed this one, like, left, and you swipe left and started right. Oh, character's dead. Restart from, halfway through. And you have to do that every single one.
It just becomes a process of elimination rather than actual gameplay.
Yeah, exactly. And you're just doing an interactive story, and it's just like, all right, I'm gonna watch this dialogue. Oh, that was kind of cool dialogue. Left, right, up, down, B, A, start. You know, and then you go through just to the next. Because
we ain't cute.
Yeah, but you know, it's. Do you feel like that it's the same thing within King's Quest?
No, I don't. I feel like it's oozing with charm, and I'm so happy with that because, like. You get attached because there aren't many characters, but they're so well written that you can't not love them.
Yeah.
And they introduced a new one, and I was a little sassy to it to begin with, but something happened, and I was like, "Oh my god, I need to protect you! I need to protect you!" Like, I was really solid about it.
That's interesting. Hopefully, it like actually goes through the rest of the episodes, and it feels like it's gonna make a difference. Because if it's not, it just goes into the other pile of games that focused on one story, and that's the only story they're going to tell.
It's I mean, like, I tried to play Minecraft story mode.
Yeah.
And I was going to do it for my channel. I thought, like, I'll give it a shot. The controls are freaking clunky.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't you feel like it's just a little?
I haven't played it.
Kind of janky.
I've played it. Is it Telltale as well?
Any Telltale. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Like, the controls, like, I have to use a controller. You can't use a PC for it.
No. Well, you definitely can't use a keyboard or mouse. I feel like the problem is, though, that I was using controller and it was too slow in the responses.
Yeah. Well, it gave you a lot more time. Maybe it's because of that, though. Like, they're going to tell a story, but they need to put gameplay elements in it. So they make the QuickTime events so long that you basically can't fail them unless you've got a mental disorder.
Oh, and apparently I do.
Because you fucked them up?
Yeah, I've done it a few times. I'm not even going to lie. It just happens.
Well done.
Thank you. It's a gift and a curse. Mostly a curse,
because it's just you've got to continually do the same thing over and over.
It's embarrassing. Oh, it's genuinely embarrassing.
Yep.
But I was thinking, last but not least, I played a little bit of Hearthstone.
Getting back into it. Have they released a new...
Yeah, I just want...
Like, special pack, or is it just
I'm trying to think. I haven't actually played Hearthstone for close to a year now. I think the last thing I played was like that Naxxus, the first expansion they did.
Naxxramas.
Yes, and I didn't quite dig it, so I just kind of left it. But I went online and I went to ranked multiplayer. And I chose my my mage deck, which I've called Hurricane.
You're a bloody filthy mage.
Oh, don't be mean to the mage. No.
Mage sucks.
It's because I'm going to rock you like a hurricane. That's why I nicknamed it that.
That's why? Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly why. And seriously, I can't not nickname things. So it's like a mental disease. An illness, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I won. And, like, really concisively, like, it was just bam. And I felt like I did all right. Like, I don't have the new cards. I don't have anything special. But I did well. So I was very chuffed.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I think it's always good to, get back to those old games, re-experience them, especially with the multiplayer, see how the meta's changed and realize that your deck isn't as good as what it used to be. Like, when I played a mage, I used to have all secrets, so it'd be the sneaky secrets deck.
Ugh.
I know, it was wonderful, because it just pissed people off. I just like,
I never use secrets.
I'd have like 15 minute Hearthstone games because I'd always give myself armor and be immune for turns and things like that.
I hate you.
It'd be wonderful.
Wonderful.
So yeah, that's kind of what you've been playing as well.
Yes, that's pretty much it. A little bit of Tabletop Simulator, but mostly so I can get used to it for our secret Hitler recording.
Yay! So hopefully we'll be doing that this weekend.
Yes, this Saturday night, because we're nerds and we have nothing better to do with our lives.
Yeah, we don't have social lives. It's all on the internet. So hopefully we can get that up.
I'm doing something tomorrow night. Oh,
I think we are too. Social life. What is this? Where does this drop from?
Wait, what's your thing? What are you doing?
A housewarming party.
And I'm not invited?
You're in Melbourne.
Still.
I'll get you to Skype in. We'll do a Skype call.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, you just sit in a corner.
I'm just drinking by myself. Mm-hmm. And be like, woo, point me to the attractive lady. And you'll just like shimmy across. And I'll be like,
With the laptop, like,
And I'll just be like, shimmy, not breaking eye contact.
It's all pixelated and shit.
And she'll be like, oh, damn, I'm going to move to Melbourne. I'm going to make sweet babies with this kid. I'm like, oh,
yeah. With the kid.
Don't make it weird. Don't. Look, this baby face, it's not going away. So,
well, even though you're not going away, it looks like that we are. That is all the time that we have for on the Progress Bar podcast. Visit our website at progressbar.com.au. Or contact us through our contact form, progressbar.com.au/contact. We'd love to hear from you.
Very much so.
Listeners want to check out you, Jason, where can they reach you?
They can reach me on Twitter. I am at Quincjy, which is Q-U-I-N-C-J-Y. That's right. I like to spell things incorrectly. I'm also on YouTube. You can watch my little videos there. Hopefully you'll enjoy them and subscribe if you so choose to. And that I've got sass, I've got screaming because I play a lot of horror games and I'm not good at horror, but I'd recommend searching for Soma, Something Went Wrong, and that's it. What about you?
You can tweet me at KoshiAU. Thanks for listening and we'll have a chat to you next time. Bye.
Take care, guys. That just looks like a weird, like, you know when you're like, this is my cover of Evanescence? Fallen?
Wake me up inside.
Yeah, that's it.
Wake me up inside. Stay me.
Can't wake up. Good old cover. I can't remember how it goes.
Wake me up inside.
It sounds like a cockney wanker. You know, same thing.
Yeah, exactly, right? All right.
Picking beef. Picking beef.
Starting all the beef. Was it 2016, okay. Year of the Beef?
2016. Beef all the time.
Oh, love myself good. Good beef.
Beef.
All right, let's do this.